Hey kids, it's Retronauts co-host Jeremy Parrish asking you to guess what time it is. That's right, it's time for you to learn once again what you're missing out on by not being a Retronauts supporter on Patreon. And what you're missing is a great conversation with the actual creator of Q-Bert himself, Warren Davis. One of the truly iconic games and characters of the golden age of arcades, Q-Bert hits the big 4-0 this year. Warren has recently published a great book that shares his memories of the experience. In this patron-exclusive episode, Kevin Bunch and I chat with Warren about his game, his book, and what it was like to work as a video game designer back in the days when people were still figuring out what it even meant to be a video game, and a machine about a little orange guy with a big nose and a predilection for cussing could become a global smash. As always, you can enjoy the full episode excerpted here by heading to patreon.com/retronauts and signing up for the show at the $5 per month level. That subscription also nets you instant access to a 2-year backlog of patron-exclusive content. It's more than 50 full episodes, and something verging on 100 This Week in Retro columns and mini-podcasts by Diamond Fight. Plus, you get Discord access, where you can chat with the show's co-hosts and fellow listeners alike about old games, old game tech, why Von der Graf Generator's God Bluff is one of the few truly perfect albums. Well, that latter is probably just going to be me, but it's a steal at twice the price. That's patreon.com/retronauts. Now enjoy the preview.
Also, sorry, I just want to add one more thing. The biggest challenge, apart from the writing of it itself, was remembering things and, you know, not second guessing myself, like doubting my memories, you know? So the other thing I did during those sort of 2 years, when I did go to shows or when I did get together with old colleagues, you know, we talk about stuff and reminisce and I, you know, confirm that I'm not misremembering something, or sometimes I'd hear stories I didn't remember or know at all. So some of that, you know, filtered its way in as well. But that was the most challenging thing. I wanted to get it right.
Yeah, that was something I really appreciated about the book, is that you were pretty open about, you know, things you did remember clearly and, you know, got backup from your colleagues, or, you know, were reminded of by your colleagues. And you were very, very, I think, generous with credit and citing sources and other references, which, you know, a lot of memoirs don't necessarily do. So, you know, I think that speaks well to the authenticity of the book, honestly, and the fact that it's not just your memories, but, you know, kind of your memories pooled together with the conversations with peers and colleagues, and, you know, doing your best to paint a bigger picture than just what you remember.
Yeah. Well, and also it's definitely told from my perspective. I mean, mm-hmm. there are things there that, you know, again, I wouldn't think maybe people are even interested in, you know, my particular journey, but I thought, well, I want to make it my personal journey. So it's, you know, I don't tell the history of Mortal Kombat, but I brushed alongside of it and was involved in it to some degree. So that's the part I talk about. And the same thing with, you know, like NBA Jam or other games that I was marginally associated with, but I didn't actually make those games. But that was my approach, and you know, people seem to enjoy it, which I'm very grateful for.
Yeah, one thing I really liked about it was how descriptive you were when you were talking about some of the people that you worked with. Like, you describe Ron Waxman, and I could just sort of picture what that guy must have been like and what it must have been like working with him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and thank God for Ron. He was such a character. He was like a bigger than life character, made it easy. You know, there are other people that were just much, much harder to really dive into because they were a little bit more complex, or maybe even I just didn't get that deep into him. But Ron was a unique guy, as was Howie, his sort of partner in crime in creating the Golly Video Division.